This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here comes a big announcement. Peace at Home Advocacy Center Executive Director Melanie Premer. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Douglas County.
So you had your Empower event Saturday night at Seven Feathers Casino Resort in Canyonville. How'd that go?
It was fantastic, our biggest event yet with 41 performers, over 400 guests. The highlights were definitely how much we raised and Commissioner Boyce putting together a surprise package for us. And the performers were stellar.
What kind of music did you hear?
Oh, we had everything from country to, I mean, our dance performances are very diverse. We have belly dancing, hip hop. Something for everyone.
And a big part of that evening, of course, is the fundraising piece, because this is your big fundraiser of the year.
It is. This is really our only fundraiser of the year, although we do have two really big awareness events. We have a new one coming up in April, so hopefully we can come back and share a little more about that. And then we have Take Back the Night in October.
All right. So, and for these performers, you found people that, I mean, some of these people have done before, but you had some people that this was their first time on stage.
Yeah. Every year we have people who are professionals, all the way to people who have never danced before. We have people that come back every year, but like you said, we have new people. People get inspired when they come to this event. Someone came up to me after our first performance and said, "How do I get involved?" Well, reach out to me.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you mentioned the fundraising. We'll get to that in a minute. Talk about your special People's Choice Award. How does that work?
Yeah, so our People's Choice Award is a fundraising award, and our guests and people who support our 41 performers throughout 8 weeks are able to vote with their wallet. And so every $5 vote is 1 point. And I actually have the five top fundraisers here to announce if we'd like to do that. You want me to run through? Okay. So this is really cool. This is so heartwarming to me that one of our top fundraisers was Carson Uarguin. And Carson, it was part of our line dance team. But this is what's very cool to me is that he is our first second generation Peace at Home performer. Wow. So both of his parents, Juan and Chris Uwagen, have danced and were some of our first performers over a decade ago.
Wow, pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And Carson, he's a performer. He has stage presence. And then, of course, we had our other top fundraiser, Savannah Russell, and she is on the hip-hop group team. She has a lot of energy. It's a big workout doing the hip-hop performance. We have Allison Pinkelman. She's one of our vocalists, and she is also serving on the Peace at Home Board of Directors. And then we have Gaylene Waterman, and she is also a line dancer and super fun to watch. She
wow.
has grace on stage, for sure. And then, of course, our awardee, our People's Choice Award.
Here
Are you
it
ready
is.
For that?
There we go.
So it's very exciting. First time winner of People's Choice Award goes to Judy Kennedy. She is a vocalist. And I think this incredible woman also deserves a service award. She volunteers for our community. She cooks for over 60 people every week. And she is definitely behind the scenes at this event doing lots of other things for Peace at Home.
So some big winners there.
Yeah. I mean, everyone did so well on stage.
So you do the fundraising piece in a lot of different ways, but when it's all said and done, how'd you do?
Yes. So like I said, our biggest year yet. And this year we raised $132,000.
Whoa.
Yes. And I want to say thank you to Crane Creek Community Family Fund, who put together a $25,000 matching gift for all of our paddle raise donors who were there at the event. And we had some lead paddle raise folks donate as well prior to the event.
And so people were bidding, and you had like packages and different things they could bid on, right?
Yeah. So we have two packages as well as our paddle raise. And like I said, Commissioner Boyce stepped in and also donated a package. And he ended up being able to provide two packages since the competition there was pretty fierce.
Sounds like
towards the end.
Yeah, the people both really wanted it, and he said, okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
So you get not one donation, but you get two.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. So that's and what's the total amount again?
So it was $132,000.
That's got to be feeling really good. And talk about what all that goes to.
Yeah, I feel incredibly grateful for our community and all of the people who put this event together, especially our board of directors who are working behind the scenes and really fulfilling our mission. And so funds will go towards services for survivors experiencing family violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. And those services range from emergency shelter, safety planning, peer counseling, legal advocacy, transitional housing, and so much more.
Well, all right. And of course, Peace at Home has been around for a long time. If somebody's on the other end of things where they need some help, how do they get connected?
Yeah, we have one of the oldest operating crisis lines here in Douglas County. So calling our crisis line, we also have a website, so it's safer for some people to reach out via email. It takes a little bit longer to get connected to an advocate, but you can visit peaceathome.com.
All right, Melanie Prummer, and another announcement coming, another event coming up fairly soon, right?
Yes. It's called Lapse of Solidarity, and right. It's for Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
And that is what month?
April.
April. All right. So we'll have you back next month to talk about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. 8:38 at the Morning Report.